An excerpt of The Paralysis Resource Guide, 3rd edition, by Sam Maddox, as read by Andrew Scott. Paralysis prevalence. Big number. The numbers are out, and they are shockingly large. There are 5.6 million Americans dealing with paralysis, roughly 1 in 50. A study from the Reeve Foundation estimates that 1.275 million Americans are living with paralysis resulting from spinal cord injuries. That's five times the previous commonly used estimate of 250,000. Stroke, which paralyzes 1.6 million Americans, was found to be the leading cause of paralysis. Spinal cord injury was the second leading cause, at 23% of cases. The figures were gathered from a meticulously designed, population-based telephone survey of about 33,000 households. It was developed by researchers at the University of New Mexico with input from top experts from around the country, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as 14 leading universities and medical centers. These findings have major implications for the treatment of spinal cord and paralysis-related diseases, not only for those living with these conditions, but also for their families, caregivers, healthcare providers, and employers. As the number of people living with paralysis and spinal cord injury increases, so do the costs associated with treating them. Each year, paralysis and spinal cord injuries cost the healthcare system billions of dollars. Spinal cord injuries alone cost roughly $40.5 billion annually, a 317% increase from costs estimated in 1998, $9.7 billion. People living with paralysis and spinal cord injuries are also often unable to afford health insurance that adequately covers the complex secondary or chronic conditions that are commonly linked with these conditions.